This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 6th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is quite warm. Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant day with clear skies, while Tel Aviv experiences a sunny afternoon. Haifa also sees bright conditions, perfect for being outside. In the south, Eilut is hot and dry. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that two IDF soldiers were killed and four seriously injured in southern Lebanon, just in. The IDF said it struck Hezbollah targets in response to ceasefire violations. Also, Walla News reveals President Trump stated earlier this morning that the U.S. was ready for the biggest attack since World War II, but Iran called. He expressed a preference for reaching an agreement with Tehran. Also this hour, 24 News reports that Yemen's Houthis launched missile attacks on two Saudi oil tankers earlier today. The Iran-backed Houthis claimed responsibility for the strikes. Separately, from Forward, in earlier reporting, a top ally of Netanyahu is accused of attempting to undermine the IDF. This follows Defense Minister Israel Katz's recent announcements. And finally, the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs notes Trump faces heavy pressure at home and abroad regarding Iran, posting just minutes ago. From X, the latest. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs highlighted that President Trump faces intense political and regional pressure. Dr. Dan Diker noted this affects his strategic messages, posting just minutes ago. Joe Truesman reports that around 15 Israeli civilians crossed into Lebanon by damaging the border fence earlier today. The IDF and border police returned them to Israel. Al Arabiya English mentioned that President Trump warned of long prison sentences for those leaking about depleted U.S. munitions. He asserted the U.S. has significant ammunition reserves, posting earlier this hour. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post reports that tensions escalated after Hezbollah violated a ceasefire. The IDF responded with targeted strikes, resulting in casualties among its soldiers. The ongoing conflict may increase regional instability, affecting civilian safety on both sides of the border. Turning to President Trump's statements, Walla News highlighted his warning of a significant military readiness, though he expressed a preference for diplomacy with Iran. This stance comes amidst ongoing negotiations and regional tensions. The potential for conflict remains a concern for both regional peace and global markets. Meanwhile, 24 News covers the Houthi missile attacks on Saudi oil tankers. These strikes emphasize ongoing hostilities in the region, with implications for global oil supply and prices. The situation risks escalating tensions between Iran-backed groups and Gulf states. Separately, according to Forward, Defense Minister Israel Katz faced criticism from within Israeli politics. His announcements over the weekend have sparked debates about the IDF's role and leadership. This internal discord may impact Israel's political stability and defense strategy. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Japanese Tenjaku Gin, featuring peaches and yuzu, has arrived in Israel. It recently scored 93 points in a New York competition, showcasing its global appeal. Separately, Yainet Business discusses a recent labor court ruling that public humiliation at work may qualify as a work injury. This decision could influence workplace policies and employee rights across Israel. And finally, Walla Business notes that former Mossad head Dedi Barnea has joined a Nasdaq-traded company valued at over $4 billion. His new role reflects a shift from national security to business leadership. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.